We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, compassionate viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendelsat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Ethiopia donates $318,000 in relief aid to Japan. In health news, a United Arab Emirate hospital launches a Smoking is Poison campaign. In good governance news, South Korea plans to transition to digital textbooks by 2015. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 10th, is the Independence Day of Ecuador, honoring the events in 1809 that led to the nation's sovereignty in 1830. Located in western South America, Ecuador is known for its diverse and spectacular scenery. The Sangay National Park, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, contains a wide range of ecosystems from glaciers to tropical rainforests. Ecuador is also home to the amazing Galapagos Islands, also a World Heritage Site, and one of the best conserved tropical oceanic archipelagos on the globe. Eminent Ecuadorians include acclaimed poet Dr. Fanny Carrion de Fierro, distinguished painter Mr. Eduardo Kingman, and respected pioneer in science and literature Mr. Eugenio Espero. We wish the nature-loving Ecuadorians a festive Independence Day.
Flying news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from Dominican Republic and Haiti. Since early June, thousands of people in the neighboring countries were forced from their homes due to heavy rains and landslides. At least 23 people lost their lives in Haiti, where many families are now sharing tents, as some became too worn since the January 2010 quake. At least one person in Dominican Republic perished.
Sending all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $8,000 for the Dominican Republic and $10,000 for Haiti and asked our association members to please help the most vulnerable, with further contributions of about $9,900 from our association's US and Canadian centers. The total $27,900 in aid could acquire an estimated $270,000 in emergency supplies bought in the United States based on the two countries' overall cost of living.
Our association's relief teams from the US and Costa Rica first met in Dominican Republic as soon as they could, covering their own travel and accommodation expenses of nearly $4,300. In Santo Domingo, then Santiago, the relief team met with senior officials from the Office of Civil Defense, with whom they had collaborated in work on previous disasters. With the help of this agency's volunteers, 800 low-income families in 8 communities soon received emergency food packages to address their needs. The supplies included rice, beans, sugar, salt, corn flour, oil, pasta, tomato sauce, and cookies. Many parents expressed their joy and gratitude for Supreme Master Qinghai's care, saying that now they had some food to give their children.
Accompanied by civil defense personnel, our association's relief team then traveled to Haiti's capital city, Port-au-Prince. There, the Evangelical Organization for Integral Development of Haiti helped distribute tickets to families throughout the capital's most affected communities so that they could receive food packages securely. For the many who are still without employment, these supplies were an answer to their prayers, and they lovingly called Supreme Master Qinghai God's special messenger.
With our grateful appreciation, Dominican Republic civil defense personnel and volunteers, we also join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring assistance and our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. May the storm-stricken people of Dominican Republic and Haiti steadily recover their regular lives as we strive to ease such disasters through our greater benevolence toward all beings on the planet.
Earthquakes rattled Japan, St. Lucia, Israel and Indonesia. On Saturday, August 6, a 5.3 magnitude tremor rumbled near the east coast of Honshu, Japan, 123 kilometers southeast of Tokyo. A magnitude 5.0 quake then struck the St. Lucia region, 72 kilometers southeast of the capital city, Castries, where panicked residents fled outdoors.
On Sunday morning, a rare quake measuring 4.1 on the Richter scale struck near Israel's central coast, 71 kilometers northwest of Tel Aviv, which was felt to the south by residents of Gaza, Palestine. In eastern Indonesia on Monday, a 5.0 magnitude earthquake jolted Maluku province, 55 kilometers northwest of Dobo. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries for any of these events. With gratefulness for the security of those in the quake-hit regions, we pray that such potential disasters are averted entirely through humanity's kinder eco-stabilizing lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Này biển hồ hãy đừng với sóng nhạc, cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Này sinh linh, hãy ngậm cười trên suối, dù không lời chăn trội lục chia ly, cho tim ta mau giảm phần nức nở, chờ nhân gian sám hối kiếp châu kỳ. Này rừng thẳm, hãy gắng gìn bản thể, chở che cho nhân loại phút mê lầm. Hãy nhận lấy trong ta nghìn giọt lệ, để vun bồi cây lá rễ hùng lâm. Này tim hỡi, thôi hãy ngừng thổn thức, cho hồn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài. Lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lất lây. Này đêm tối, xin hãy bừng mạch sáng, soi hồn bao nhân thể chốn u trầm. Ngừng trăng trở cho hồn ta bất động, vào hư vô cùng diệu pháp thiền âm. Này bạch nhật chớ bàng hoàng sôi động, cho bình yên ngủ giữa trái tim người, để nhân loại bớt quay cuồng kiếp sống, bình minh về rực diện mục bản lai. Này tim ta, thôi hãy ngừng rên rỉ như côn trùng quẩn thắt giữa hàn đông. Hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ, và một ngày thế giới biển đào nguyên. Ôi ta khóc, ta van, ta cầu đạo, ôi hằng xa Phật Bồ Tát Thiên Thần, hãy cứu rỗi những linh hồn lạc đạo, mãi đi về quanh quất nẻo trầm luân. Bừng tỉnh dậy anh ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời rực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà khổ tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 532. Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens speak out. Among the calls being made by people across the globe are those for greater opportunity, human rights, and democratic principles. As they gather in countries including Italy, Lebanon, Libya, Syria, United Kingdom, Ukraine, United States, and Yemen.
United Kingdom, leaders such as Prime Minister David Cameron, Home Secretary Theresa May, and London Mayor Boris Johnson all returned immediately from holidays in response to the crisis of unprecedented riots, looting and arson that have spread across London and into Birmingham, Liverpool and Bristol in the past few days. As of Tuesday, August 9th, at least 450 people have been arrested and hundreds of citizens as well as police injured. The unrest was originally sparked by the fatal wounding by police of Mr. Mark Duggan last Thursday. While calling for a full investigation into his death, Mr. Duggan's family members have spoken out against the riots, appealing for calm. An emergency government meeting was called on Tuesday, with Prime Minister Cameron saying he would do everything necessary to restore order as he deployed 16,000 police officers in an effort to quell the violence. While there has been discussion of arming police with batons and water cannons, Home Secretary May stated on Tuesday, "The way we police in Britain is not through use of water cannon. The way we police in Britain is through consent of communities."
United States, Italy, and global markets. In the wake of concerns over a downgrade of US creditworthiness and Italy's financial stability, European Central Bank, or ECB, President Jean-Claude Trichet stated Tuesday that although global financial markets were experiencing their worst crisis in more than 50 years, decisions by international leaders to coordinate stabilizing efforts has prevented the situation from worsening further. This includes an ECB pledge to restart a program of purchasing Spanish and Italian bonds to ease fears that the Eurozone debt crisis might spread.
Ukraine. As a judge on Monday denied the release of former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who was jailed last Friday during her court trial, thousands demonstrated against both the trial and her detention. Russia Today reported that many countries and leaders expressed concern over her arrest, including European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, German Deputy Foreign Minister Werner Hoyer, Swedish Foreign Minister Carl Bildt, and the Russian Foreign Ministry, while the Poland-based Warsaw Business Journal stated that the Polish Foreign Ministry and US Department of State had similarly questioned both the fairness of the court proceedings and her treatment.
Libya. The activist Transitional National Council dissolved its own cabinet on Monday, citing improper administrative procedures that led to the arrest and killing of General Abdel Fattah Younes, a former interior minister under Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, who had defected to assist the revolutionaries. A proposal for new cabinet members will be made in the coming days.
Yemen. President Ali Abdullah Saleh was discharged from a Saudi hospital on Sunday, where he had been receiving treatment for injuries sustained in an explosion at the presidential palace June 3rd. He is reported to be continuing his recuperation in Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, China-based Xinhua News reported that activist members of the Joint Meeting Party's coalition on Monday denied any responsibility for the attack, as they called for an independent investigation.
Syria and Lebanon. On Monday, some 800 people in Lebanon protested in solidarity with the Syrian people, the brutal crackdown they have been subjected to over the past 5 months in response to their calls for political reform, which according to the UK-based Guardian has resulted in over 2,000 deaths. The demonstration included Lebanese intellectuals, writers, journalists and activists, who also called upon their government to speak out against the bloodshed.
As we grieve the loss of precious life and the suffering of the injured and oppressed, we pray that the turmoil in all nations may subside, and that citizens everywhere can choose lives of safety, dignity and freedom as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Whatever freedom they ask for, they should have it. Because humans deserve freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom to travel, freedom of religious practice, freedom of saying what they want and choosing whomever they like to govern their own country.
Basic human freedom. For that, I also give a lot of zillion of spiritual points. And I hope it works.
That is hundreds of thousands of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions of zillions. Without freedom, people cannot breathe. Without freedom, people cannot have dignity.
Without freedom, people cannot develop their potentials. And thus, they cannot serve their family or their country, and lastly, the world, to the fullest of their capacity. So freedom is very essential to human evolution, to the wellness of the world, to peace on our planet.
That's their birthright to have freedom, because they are children of God. Their right to demand it if they don't have.
Ta không muốn giữ con tim ngày nữa, ngày lại ngày nó sâu xé lòng ta. Trong cuộc đời đầy bão tố phong ba, bao bất hạnh in hằn từng giọt máu. Ôi trái tim vô cùng quý báu, ta bán không xong, bỏ chẳng đành. Ôi trái tim nhỏ bé mỏng manh, muốn ôm vào cả trời đau khổ. ta muốn đi tìm Hoa Đà Thánh Tổ. Xin Ngài hủy bỏ trái tim non, để ta không còn cảm giác đau thương khi nhìn mãi trần gian đầy khổ lụy. Ta làm được gì cho nhân thế? Ta làm được gì cho quê hương? Ôi cõi đời thế lương, sao mãi tràn máu lệ? Nhạc cũng buồn như kể lể, cảnh cũng biến đổi như hí trường. Nên dù ta ca bài yêu đương, tim cũng sầu như biển, lòng không thể bình yên. Nếu mai có luân hồi, ta xin làm hoa cỏ, xin không còn làm người, dù chỉ một lần thôi.
Let peace be here now.
Special interview with Supreme Master Qinghai on Thursday. The conference, World Vegan, World Peace, A Conscious Choice, has invited dignitaries and the public to the University of Chicago in Illinois, USA, on Thursday, August 11, for a video conference interview with Supreme Master Qinghai by the Honorable Frank Avila, Commissioner of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago, who is also a vegan. Joining the discussion will be Commissioner Patricia Horton of the same distinguished government agency, along with Ms. Sherry Avila, a vegan teacher and docent, for the Loyola University Museum of Art and for the Irish American Heritage Center.
Setting aside precious time from her extremely full schedule, Guest of Honor Supreme Master Qinghai agreed to share her thoughts on ways toward world peace and restoring nature's balance. The event will also celebrate compassion in the environment through performances by both US and international artists, including debut songs, setting to music, the uplifting and beautiful poetry of Supreme Master Qinghai.
Our appreciation, Commissioners Avila and Horton, as well as Ms. Avila, for your caring hearts that have made this meaningful event possible. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's valued presence and insights that benefit all beings as we pray for humanity's awakening to foster a fully harmonious earth.
The video conference, World Vegan, World Peace, A Conscious Choice, with Supreme Master Qinghai, will be broadcast live on Supreme Master Television Thursday, August 11th, starting at 4:30 p.m. local time or 23:30 Central European time. For more information, please visit www.worldveganworldpeace.org.
Save Our Planet. As reported in VN Express on August 5, 2011, the Finnish government sponsors a two-year project to assist the Aleksis or Vietnamese people in the Mekong Delta region, donating €161,000 to help local non-government organizations improve community-based responses to climate change.
Save Our Planet. On August 6, 2011, Jordan's Royal Society for the Conservation of Nature stated that three gazelle species, the Dorcas, the Goitered, and the Mountain Gazelle, have not been seen alive for nearly 30 years and may be gone forever, rendered extinct due to hunting and habitat destruction.
the Duchess of Lilydale, one of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. It's a delicious plant-based diet for me. Here's a tip to clean brickwork. First, vacuum it to remove any dust or loose particles. Next, with a solution of 1 cup of vinegar and 3.7 liters or half gallon of water, use a sturdy brush to scrub a small section of brick area. Continue until the whole area has been covered. When finished, wipe with a damp towel. Enjoy your brighter bricks. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching, and here's the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news, Ethiopia donates $318,000 in relief aid to Japan. Ethiopian Foreign and Deputy Prime Minister His Excellency Hailemariam Desalegn presented the funds to Japanese Ambassador to Ethiopia His Excellency Hiroyuki Kishino. His Excellency Hailemariam Desalegn also expressed the best wishes of the Ethiopian people towards a quick recovery for the Japanese people from the March 2011 tsunami and earthquake. Our earnest gratitude and heaven's blessings, Your Excellency Hailemariam Desalegn and Ethiopia, for your generous support of Japanese brethren. May all recovering from extreme events have a quick return to normalcy with the kind help of many friends.
In health news, a United Arab Emirate hospital launches its Smoking is Poison campaign to encourage quitting smoking among young people and others. The Al Ain Hospital started the project with informative events held in schools, shopping malls, and medical care facilities. In addition, Al Ain Hospital's Smoking Cessation Clinic offers a variety of therapy programs to help patients. Kudos, Al Ain Hospital, for your caring commitment to the well-being of the country's citizens. May all choose healthy habits for a more vibrant life. Up next on Noteworthy News, children from low-income families will be given free personal computers as South Korea transitions to digitized textbooks. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Stay tuned for more excellent news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, thriving news for a flourishing world. In good governance news, South Korea plans to transition to digital textbooks by 2015. The Ministry of Education, Science, and Technology will invest $2.4 billion for the project to totally phase out printed material in classes. Schools will be free to choose the digital textbooks to be used for each subject. Furthermore, students from low-income families will be given free tablet PCs. our sincere appreciation, South Korea, for your care of your younger citizens. May the smart youth of your nation greet a bright and sustainable future.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled Christmas Gift.
Man asked the other, what did you give your wife for Christmas last year? The man answered, a cemetery plot. Huh? What are you going to give her this year then? The first man said, nothing. She didn't even use last year's gift yet.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
我很喜欢智慧之语，每天都尽量收看此节目。青海无上师的智慧之语令我获益匪浅，在无上师的感召下，我一直坚持此纯素，为保护我们美丽的地球家园和可爱的动物朋友，略尽绵薄之力，助无上师的智慧之语遍及地球每个角落，利益无数大众和动物朋友。中国陕西嘉义。
Kindred soul Jai, how wonderful to hear from you. We are very happy you find benefits from Supreme Master Qinghai's profound spiritual insights. Congratulations on joining the circle of life-protecting individuals through following a vegan diet. May you and all the truth-seeking people of China be blessed with divine grace.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's infinite love be your faithful guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Hosted for the first time ever in Cuba, the 8th Conference of Cuban and Guatemalan Artists celebrates their shared cultural heritage as participants discuss ways to support creative youths as well as general artistic expression in their sister countries.
Laotian President Chumali Sayason and an accompanying ministerial delegation makes an official friendship visit to Ao Lạc or Vietnam to acknowledge and enhance the two countries' cordial relations.
John and Lorna Norgrove of Scotland donate their late daughter Linda's life savings of £100,000, with an equal amount contributed by the Scottish Government, to establish a humanitarian aid foundation in Afghanistan that honors her work and life there.
Following a highly successful launch that resulted in the creation of a brand name for organic vegetables in India's Bihar state, Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh affirms the continuation of a measure that provides farmers with subsidies for switching to organic cultivation methods.
Former surfer Cruz Bogle of California, USA, paralyzed from the neck down following an accident, has been able to realize a newfound inspiration for painting as he makes use of a special brush and his mouth to create much-admired artwork.
Jordanian military personnel operating a field hospital in Palestine, dubbed the Gaza 14, donate medicines and medical supplies to the region's central Al-Shifa hospital, as well as distributing wheelchairs to residents in need.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.